The lawsuits come from five people in Kentucky who were abused as children more than 30 years ago. The plaintiffs say Gary Kaczmarek was a known abuser when he was a Catholic seminarian and grade school teacher in Milwaukee and Madison in the 1960s, and that the Milwaukee Archdiocese and Madison Diocese should not have allowed him to move to Kentucky without warning local officials. Mark Salmon of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, says Kaczmarek abused him in Milwaukee. He notes Wisconsin doesn't allow civil suits against the church, but victims from three other states have now filed against the Milwaukee Archdiocese.
There's California, South Dakota, and now Kentucky, where they are filing lawsuits against the Milwaukee Archdiocese, whereas the victims here in Milwaukee, victims of their own archdiocese, are not allowed in court.
A bill pending in the Wisconsin legislature would allow in-state victims to sue the church. But Salmon says SNAP would like that bill changed to make sure it covers more than abuse by priests and nuns. Salmon says Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan has told him he can't get in on mediation talks with the church because Gary Kaczmarek was a grade school teacher that Dolan says was employed by a local parish. Salmon is upset with Dolan.
And I just thought, well, is this a man that really gets it? Is this our moral leader, or is this a man that's holding all the legal cards?
The Milwaukee Archdiocese has released a statement asking sex abuse victims to come forward to be heard and helped. But the statement says parishes have no control over where ex-employees live or work. Kaczmarek is currently in a Kentucky prison. The clergy abuse bill in Wisconsin has some bipartisan support and could see action this fall or next spring. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.